Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Uplifting Communities talk show presenting Bob Buss. Today we got a really good show to you guys today, for you guys today. And before I go any further, I'm going to go ahead on and pass it on to Miss... Oh, my God. I just got a freeze brain. Yo, I'm so sorry. You know,
are you coming from Bob Buss?
Miss Phyllis, go ahead on. I am so sorry. But everybody, I got a lot of people on the line right now, and they're probably cracking up. Y'all know me. Y'all know me. Y'all know I don't normally do this. All right? Come on, Miss Phyllis.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for always supporting us. Thank you for listening to Uplifting Communities, which is sponsoring our very own radio show, Build Our Businesses, Bob Buss. And we have a good one for you today. Look, everybody's talking about that COVID-19 and how they gain weight from all these foods they're eating. We have some food for thought that is not going to give you not one calorie. It's going to really improve your skin. You know we need to be supple. It's still summertime. So we brought on Miss Honey Brown. Yes, I said it. Honey Brown. She's the CEO and founder of Nico Essential Natural and Organic Skin Foods. See, how about that for a twist? Skin food. Okay, so without further ado, I am excited. I'm a girly girl. I love being soft. So Miss Honey Brown, tell us how you're going to make us beautiful. Here we go. Everybody, Honey Brown.
Hi, how you guys doing? I'm Honey, but originally I'm Tiffany. I'm Tiffany Brown, and like she said, I'm the owner and creator of Nico Essentials, again, natural and organic skin food. And what I specialize in is herbal-infused products for eczema-prone dry skin types. I do currently have facial products for, like, dry sensitive skin types, acne-prone skin types. I also have this, like, exfoliating scrubs. Well, I have one of them right now. I discontinued one other one. I have exfoliating scrubs. So I have a good range of a little bit of everything, but I mainly specialize in, like, the herbal skin balm. That's been really doing great. It's been, like, my number one seller for helping with, like I said again, you know, eczema, really dry skin irritations and things like that. So, you know, that's what I really, really specialize in. But I'm only good at what I do. I call myself a master formulator, you know, like a mad scientist, because I, you know, I get up in that kitchen and, I make it do what it do, you know, get the whipping and mixing and everything. But everything is natural and organic. And one of my other top sellers is my Nuka butter, which is a body butter, really nicely whipped, triple whipped, thick, and a little bit goes a long way. It melts on contact. But again, that herbal skin balm is like, that's number one. Like that, you can literally use it from head to toe. It has a beeswax base, and it has raw Manuka honey in there, which is from New Zealand. And it's bees that actually take nectar from a Manuka tree, or a Manuka bush, so to say. And so it's like a higher grade honey. And I chose to put that into my product. I used to put it in my butters, but over the years, just been experimenting and playing around with things. I just came up with the perfect formulation, like the texture and everything. It's very creamy. You don't feel sticky, you know, and also the beeswax doesn't clog your pores. But it's just great stuff. A little bit about me. I don't know if y'all mind me telling a little bit about me. A little bit about me is my skincare journey for me started when I was probably about 9 years old. I've been raised by my grandmother and my aunts, and my grandma, I always seen her using cosmetics and stuff like that, and always had lotions and her facial creams, and she would use Avon and Fashion Fair and all these different things. And when we had moved to South Natomas here in Sacramento, I remember finding something underneath the cabinet, and I just remember it smelling so good, and I fell in love with it, and I started putting it on my skin. But anyway, that was like a little starting point right there, and I just, like, fell in love with skin. Skip ahead to my teenage years. I was a little high-maintenance thing. Thought I knew everything, and so I had, like, a face scrub. I had a foot scrub. I had a body scrub. I had all these different things. I just loved skin, and that's when I started looking at the back of bottles, like the ingredients and stuff. And so I remember there was this one body wash at the time I was using. I was always using Dove and stuff like that. But there's one body wash that said it was 99.9% natural. And it smelled good and did wonders for my skin. So I really got into that. But then you just get further ahead. At the time, I'm like 21, 22 years old. And I'm really getting interested in natural remedies and natural and organic products at that point. And at that time, I only had one child. I currently have three children. And I have a one boy and two girls. And so, I would lay across my bed one day, and I said, that'd be so dope if I could make my own skincare products. But I was just like, to be honest, it was just kind of like a fantasy almost. Because at the time, the natural skincare line now, like people making it in their kitchen and everything, it's a big thing now. But around like 2009, 2008, people were doing it, but it wasn't like it is now. And so at the time, I was like, how would I make this stuff? And I got to research a little bit. And then I said, what would you call this? And so I was like, just thinking, I wanted something unique. And so my middle name is Nicole. So long story short, I said, okay. I said, let me see. Something along the lines of like, something with my middle name. I like my first name, but something with middle name. I end up just basically coming up with Nico Essentials. Then you skip ahead. So let me slow down. So I thought about that. I got to doing heavy researching and everything, and I thought about things that I wanted to make. So, mind you, that was like 2009, I believe. So you skip ahead to like 2014. And I remember I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, she's six. And I was about my seventh or eighth month of pregnancy, and I was just like, okay, I'm going to start this business in a minute, yada, yada, yada. And one of my first products was supposed to be soap. Long story short, I ended up having my baby. Skip ahead, once I had went back to work, I started noticing that she ended up inheriting eczema from her dad. Now, my mom has it as well, but she will only kind of get along the back of her neck. And so, but their dad really had it. And so I was like, oh, my goodness, my baby got eczema. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, no. Like, we're not going to do this. So instead of me getting into soap, and I still haven't did the soap yet, but I got everything get ready so that way I can start doing that. But at the time, that's when I just threw myself into body butters because I started whipping and making different stuff and experimenting. And I was like, okay, oh, this is going to work. And I know for me, as I was getting into natural skincare products just for my own personal use, I would notice that there were things that they would label as natural. Excuse me. But when you look in the back of the label, it had all this junk in it. And I just remember like putting things on my skin, and it was just like either the moisturization wouldn't last for a long time, it had my skin feeling tight, and like I can get real picky and finicky about that, and I didn't want that. So I definitely didn't want it for her, and I'm just like, especially with having eczema, right, and she's itching and she's bothered and things like that. So that's where, originally, that's where it all really began, actually. You know what I'm saying? Just, I was already going to start it, but like I say, my baby, I'm like, oh, no. Now at this point, I really had a problem to solve, And so I want to say about 2016, once I had moved to a different location, I was doing the butter thing, and I had got that down. But I loved honey products. I loved, like, honey. I loved beeswax. And I said, I want to experiment with this. So I got to do a little bit of researching and stuff. And then I ended up coming up with my own formulation of, like, an herbal salve. And I just love natural remedies. So I said, I want to infuse some oil, some herbs and things like that. And so I fell in love with calendula herb, which is a marigold flower. And it has all these great properties and stuff like that for the skin. And I just got to just making it happen, and it was a trial and error as far as the formulation was concerned. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so at some point, the original formulation was lovely. You know what I'm saying? It was nice, but it was just like I have to keep changing formulations where I got it just right. And I can, to be honest, as of this year, it's just like perfect now. I'm talking about because I did like a different mixing technique. To where that, so that way that the honey can be evenly emulsified throughout the mixture. But that's pretty much that's Nico Essentials, and just working on growing my business. I have big dreams, big goals. At one point, I definitely was stopping and going when I ventured into this world of entrepreneurship. Me personally, I feel like I was breaking something in a spiritual realm, meaning I feel like I was breaking generational curses because I feel like entrepreneurship was something that was in my family at some point along different generations. but it was never nothing I was actually influenced, you know, really, pushed upon. And so, I come from a family more so of workers, getting out there, working, handling business, but it was just, right, exactly. But I wanted something more, and I remember even 16, I wanted to get into real estate. So I always had this entrepreneurial mindset, but when I finally started my business, I don't know what I thought, but I definitely didn't think I was going to make it overnight, but I didn't know it came with everything that it came with, you know what I'm saying? And I've had some really low moments, and I had some really high moments and some in-between. And it's been a beautiful struggle, a beautiful process, because I got to learn a lot about myself, you know. I had to learn that consistency is key, and you have to keep at this, you know. And I've been in business for 3 years now. I started January 17, officially, that's when I launched the business. But it was just like, you know, some things I did backwards, some things I did right, some things, you know, I just, and then one of the things I really had dealt with was discouragement. I would easily get discouraged, you know, if I go to like a vending event, you know, where you have a vending booth or something or a table, if I didn't make no sales or something like that, would kind of really get me down the dumps, and I'm just like, but I have to learn, like, I just have to learn you have to be your own cheerleader as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't you really do. Like I have to learn that really hard, because it was just like I would take a blow when I felt like either a family or a friend or there's somebody you've been knowing for a while and you tell about what you're doing and it just kinda okay. You know what I'm saying? And especially when family, you know, and not to say that they were trying to be negative, it's just sometimes a lot of times people don't see your vision. That is something.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Right, they can't feel that same level of excitement.
Hey Tiffany, I wasn't laughing at you. You know, I'm an author, okay? And I remember my first book I wrote, The Unspoken, What the World Don't Talk About. I did a book signing, and I had ordered 50 books from my publisher.
Okay.
And I sold one book, and you know who bought it? My sister. I was so like, I felt, I understand how you felt. That's why I started laughing. I said, oh my God. You know, I've spent all this money with this publisher, buying a doggone, getting a book published, and I sold one. I was ready to give up.
Yep.
But I kept on and kept on and kept on doing book signing. Then all of a sudden I went one time over there and I sold like 25 books. Oh boy, my chest was out then.
So one thing I would like to add about Ms. Brown, I've been knowing Ms. Brown for probably over 10, probably 15 years. A very long time I've been knowing her. And it's been a long time. And you know what? One thing I do admire about her is the sense of never giving up and never quitting on herself. We've had many, many conversations regarding disappointment and staying consistent and, you know, keep building ourselves up and staying excited, even when you don't want to be excited, you know. And her growth, in regards of her products that she's selling, I mean, she has numerous products, like her lip scrub, her body butter, her facial toner, you know. I mean, I think it's very important for us to support entrepreneurs in our own city, you know. And I've seen her out there at Vinnie Booth, because I've been at those events, seen her out there with her products, you know. And it is a lonely game, especially if people don't have the same passion that you have, or they don't see your vision, or they could just be jealous and, you know, mad that you're doing something that they wish they could do, you know. And I just want to commend her and just tell her, you know, keep pushing, because your website is beautiful, by the way. And you have a multitude of different products, you know. And
now,
I think investing Nico Essentials. I'm sorry?
I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. But I was like, wait a minute, beautiful website. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she has a multitude. She's actually touched on so many different areas when it comes to skincare and face scrubs and all those types of things. you know, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, it is, if you don't have the support of your community, it really is hard. You know, I believe that our product should be. I believe her product should be in these beauty supply stores. I've actually spoken with several beauty supply stores about them having local products inside of their stores. Mm-hmm. And the conversation that I got out of that is, oh, the insurance. They're thinking that a lot of these small businesses don't have insurance for their business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they feel like it's a liability. You know, and Ms. Foltz was actually in that industry where she had her own beauty supply store. So she can kind of contest on, you know, the cost and why our products cost more, which I don't think they cost more, because if you're putting all your time and energy into something that you love and you believe in, I mean, I believe that it's worth every bit of what you're asking, because no one else does that to any other culture. But we're the only ones that do that to our own time, and it's sad.
And we're the main ones that, not to cut anybody off.
Mm-hmm. That's why I always jump in when I figure the sentence is completed.
Like double dutch.
Hey,
lit them up.
But you know, they have what they call, I know in the book industry, we have a return program. Okay, and I'm quite sure in the product industry they have the same thing, but you have to do some research and join them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much money that you join them, but you know. But let's say if you put five bottles of your products in Safeway, you know, and you did a contract for 6 months, well, then if only three bottles sell, well, then you got money, you know, in your return program to where they want to return it, they can return it. And, you know, you know what I'm saying. They can return it. That's the whereas though if they buy it, it don't have to stay on a shelf. And I found out, you know, like by doing that, you can get your products by having the return program. You can get your products in the stores and a lot of places.
Okay.
See what I'm saying with that program? But you have to do some research. I know the book industry have it, you know, because I belong to it.
Well, maybe you can lead her in the right direction, Mr. Brown.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I already did. I just say it. You know, now you have to do the research.
Right.
You know what?
Go ahead, Ms.
You mind if I jump in real quick? You know what? There is one way we can start right now, and that's going to NicoEssential.com. That's NicoEssential.com. Go there and support her. This is what it's all about. This is why we do this, so we're making the businesses known to our community so we know where to shop. So you can pass Walmart up and come on and support your local small businesses so that we can strengthen our community. And we're striving to get our own Wall Street. Who's out there with me?
Absolutely. And can I say one thing? Can I say one thing really quickly? This is my main thing. I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, our own people, they would tell me, like, you know who will really love these products? And I'm going to say it. They would say, you know, white women will love these products because, you know, the anti-aging properties of my products in X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, yes, I know that. But I'm like, and not saying that my products, like, everybody can't use my products. But I'm like, I specifically made my products at the end of the day for my people because we're the main ones that need this. You see what I'm saying? Like, African Americans, the rate of us having eczema is larger than any other group. You see what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know how many people I'm talking to where they've been using, like, these still water creams and all these different things that do nothing but discolor, cause discoloration of the skin or thinning of the skin or change the skin. You know, it changes the same thing as discoloration. It changes the skin color, and it's just like, it's really crazy. The beauty industry, especially in earlier years, has not been catered to us, has not been good to us. That's why the natural hair market boomed like it did and like it has and like it is because we started making stuff for us. You see what I'm saying? And again, anybody can use my products. You know, I have a plethora of different type of customers from different types of racial backgrounds, but I'm just like, my little beautiful black baby got eczema, you know what I'm saying? And I had to figure out what to do with that. And then there's other mothers that I knew that I know, okay, you can benefit from X, Y, and Z. There's times I've given people, I just, you know, people that I've known or just came across, you know, I'm a generous person, so I might just gave them a bottle, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, oh, you need to go ahead and handle a phone that, because it's just like, again, I hear these stories, and I'm like, yeah, the doctor prescribed X, Y, and Z, and it's just like, it worked, it went away, but, you know, now the skin is thinning, and all these different things are going on. So my main point, I just say that to say, like, we have beautiful melanated skin. We need to take care of it. We need to drink water. We need to eat, you know, the right foods. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love what I love, but we need to take care of ourselves, and we need to take care of our skin, and especially our children's skin, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
you know,
well,
I see you, but what I heard you say that you use a lot of honey in your products. Do you create your own honey? You have your bees and stuff?
No, I don't. But what I do tend to do, so what I do is I buy Manuka honey. I buy from a health store, but like from this particular company, because I like this particular type of honey. And I also buy local beeswax. I buy it again at a health store, but it's local to Sacramento. And also for the herbal infusion, I use a local olive oil as well. It's an organic extra virgin olive oil that's local to Sacramento as well. So I try to what I learned to do in my business was to utilize, you know, because we stay in what they call it, the farm to fork state, I mean, city
farm
or something like that,
farm
Sacramento.
Yeah.
So I made a point to say, well, hey, let me utilize what's local to me. You know, and then, of course, other things like my, you know, my containers and things like that, I go online and yada, yada, yada. But I'm like, let me use what's local to me. You know what I'm saying? What's already available to me, you know, and just, you know.
I would like to, for one of us, you know, myself.
I think I know where Mr. Brown is going with asking you
let me finish. Let me get there. You know where I'm going, so let me get there.
Okay.
I'm messing with you. I'm on a ball, right, fellas? I'm on a ball tonight, girl. We have a real good friend, and her name is Artie, and she has a bee farm,
okay?
And she produces her own honey. She produces wax.
Nice.
Okay, and we should go ahead on and hook you up with her. You know, y'all might be able to talk some good business. And that's real.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm with that.
I'm sending her contact number right now. Because, see, if we link hands together and support each other as entrepreneurs within our own community, that's how we circulate our dollars within our community at least
Absolutely.
Six times. That's how we generate the wealth that it's going to take for us to be a powerhouse on Wall Street.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And
I,
you know what
that.
Thing was so good about it? What's so good about it, and I love it, you know, she a sister, you know, and I love to see sisters, you understand, you ladies are really just blessing the communities, you know, just blessing to the community.
Right.
And I love to see that. So I think it would be a good connect because, you know, you can use some of her products and she can use you. You know, it's
absolutely.
You know what
each
I'm saying?
One,
it builds a connect.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, what I information. What I also would like to add is, where are you looking to take your business?
At this point right now, I'm really big on I really want to get my e-commerce store. Like, I really want to, you know, I want business to boom in that area, right? But I do want a physical location. And I'm also planning to go to school to become an esthetician, and I want to get into that and start doing facials and things like that, and then I can also implement my products that way. So my biggest goal is to have my own physical location, and so that way, you know, people can come there and shop with me and, you know, get a more personal experience. And, again, I'll be doing facials and things like that and offering these great products to people, because I make facial serums and facial scrubs as well and facial, you know, toners and things like that. So that's like, but like I say, right now I'm just like, I just want more consistency and just really have a really successful e-commerce business, you know what I'm saying? So that's my main goal right now. And once I surpass that, then I feel like that way I can go ahead and get a physical location. And what I do with online sales to easily cover my overhead costs and the physical location. You see what I'm saying? So that way I'm not struggling. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're not going to have people coming in your doors every day, right? You know what I'm saying? And plus with COVID, you know, online business is booming at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something I've been really working on.
Right.
Yes,
well,
is.
I have to say this. Yeah, I have to take a break. Okay, I have to say this. You're listening at Uplifting Communities, a talk show presenting by Bus, and we have our guest, Miss Honey Brown, and right now we have a caller. Okay, so if y'all want the caller to come on, let's let them on if y'all want to.
Bring them on.
Come on in.
Okay. All right. Caller, state your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Shabaka Harper, and I'm calling to pretty much say that I like exactly what's being presented tonight. Honey Brown, I see you doing your thing, and I encourage you to keep doing your thing. Yes, I've been suffering from eczema my whole life, and I've just only recently been able to see a dermatologist, and, you know, they're taking care of me. I see my skin being replenished in ways that I haven't before by just kind of like trying to throw all the different things that, you know, people learn, you know, throughout it. But as far as something organic, I tried Carol's Daughter, and it kind of broke me out, and and I'm pretty much just becoming a consumer of non, you know, black-owned products and stuff. So I'm very interested in, you know, your product to check it out, you know, see if I can find some work for me. Plus, I'm trying to kind of get my beard right, you know. And, you know, everybody has a, you know, a recipe, a regimen that they run through. But I wanted something that I could see actually working. So I'm gonna be looking you up and checking you out. You know, once again, this is Shabaka Harper, and I'll take every my comments, any commentary off the line. I appreciate you, encourage you to keep doing your thing, sis, and I'll be looking.
Wow.
Yes, thank you. And I'll be having a beard and facial kit system coming out too. I currently have one that I already made, but yeah, I haven't launched it yet. But yeah. So I hear you.
Wow.
But thank you.
That is awesome. Well, because I've had eczema all my life as well. So I am going to actually invest and try your product. And what I do is, what I will do is, I'll just let the audience know how it helped me. So let's get it started.
Wonderful. Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
Girl, I got you. I love it. I love it.
Okay. Absolutely. So when you make your product, do you have your children? Because I noticed you said you have 3 children. Do you have them help you make the product?
Sometimes I do. With the girls, they're a little younger. They're 6 and 7. I might have them help me with packaging, like filling like the packaging, the mailers and stuff like that. And then every now and again, I let them go ahead and mix something. But because I try to be very sterile, I try to be careful. I'm not like, oh, you can't breathe over nothing. You can't, you know, like you can't have your nose all up into nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely let them pitch in every now and again, but it's, again, I'm really big on like a sterile environment. I have like a little technique that I do to make sure, you know what I'm saying, the little working areas really clean and wiped down and X, Y, and Z. And so, again, I'll just have them more so help me with like stuff in the packages and stuff like that. Then they like come and watch me fish, and, you know, they'll ask questions, and that way I'll educate them that way, you know. But it's so cute because we use all my stuff that I make, and so I keep my stuff on my dresser, of course, in my room. And so, like, if my littlest one that has an eczema, she might kind of itch a little bit, and it's cute because she'll come in here and I would use some body butter, or she'll be like, let me get the butter. I want the butter, you know. And so she gets the butter, and, you know, she she knows a little routine and stuff, and then she'll kind of get a little irritated. I'll be like, come on, let me oil you up. And she's like, I don't want my whole body then. I'm not itching. I'm like, girl, I don't care if your whole body ain't itching. We're going to do this so that way we can keep this at bay. So if
that's
you see
right.
her skin, you wouldn't be able to tell she had eczema. You know what I'm saying? So I do give myself hats off to that because I'm going to say earlier years before I really perfected the recipe, I call it like the texture of her skin on her chest was kind of like a little rough. I call it a gator skin. Kind of harsh to say it like that, but it was really rough like that. And that really, really, really bothered me really bad. And because, you know, it's just like I got really nice skin, and so do all my other children. So I said, oh, no, we're going to do this, you know. So ever since, yeah, you can't even tell she got eczema. I have so many people that be like, I don't even – I'm like, hey, I keep it at bay. I know when she flares up, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, even though I don't make my soaps yet, I use natural cleansers. You know, nothing that's going to irritate her and make her flare up and do different things with the. Because I also want to come out with like a milk bath as well. So I plan to come out with a whole little kit where you get the herbal skin balm, the soap, and then you get like a bath soap that you can soak in, you know? So I got some things up.
So I see something on here, what muscle tension joint release balm. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know a lot of people right now are into the CBD oil. So what is
yes,
it? Is it kind of something like that? I'm sorry?
Yeah, something like that. I said I want to get into the CBD oil as well. I've been wanting to implement that, like, in that particular product. But that particular product right there, set aside from CBD, I do an herbal infusion of turmeric and cayenne pepper. And so what that does is that when you put it on, it provides temporary pain relief, so it'll warm the area. I literally had a woman come to me one day when I was at the African Marketplace over in Florence Square, and she was trying out, you know, I had samples. And so I think she had, like, some autoimmune disease. I'm not too sure. But anyway, she had, like, a brace on, I want to say her right arm was, like, around her elbow area. And so she wanted to try it. And so I actually rubbed it in her arm. And she, like, within, like, maybe a minute or so, she started noticing a little bit of more, like, blood circulation. You know, she was able to more so move her arm. So that's what I want to make that for. You know, my grandmother, she suffers with arthritis. She's doing better now. But while we were trying to get her medications together, like, with the doctor, like, trying to figure out what was going to work for her inflammation, I was like, Grandma, come on. You know, I, like, had rubbed, you know, rubbed it on the back of her neck and stuff like that. So that's what that's for, you know, muscle tension and joints. You know, if you got, like, some minor pains and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, when I would deal with anxiety, I would get inflamed. I would have a lot of inflammation along the back of my neck and my shoulder area. So I would massage it in there. So that's really, really good stuff. You know, I call it plant medicine because that's pretty much what it is. It's beeswax and it's an herbal infusion of, like I said again, cayenne pepper and turmeric, which are I mean, if anybody, you know, knows about turmeric, good for inflammation, you know what I'm saying, amongst many things, you know what I'm saying, but that's the main thing that's good for. Then you got cayenne pepper, which adds that warming sensation, and, like, it really does get warm on contact. So, yeah, that's what that's about.
Okay, and I have one more. I don't know if anyone else have any other questions. Okay, so the facial serum. So I'm not too, I'm not really a skin person like that. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not. I get the shea butter and call it a day. And I learned the shea butter from Philly.
Okay.
One thing about Miss Post, she believed in her shea butter. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yes, I love
so,
shea butter.
The facial serum, okay, so how exactly does that work? What is that?
Okay, so with a facial serum, it's pretty much, how can I say, if you look it up, it'll say something pertains to, like, a mixture of, like, botanicals, right? Whereas my facial serum consists of different oils that are non-comedogenic, and what that means is that they won't clog the pores. And then I have, like, say for, like, my, my most essential facial serum, which is, like, that's my baby, that consists of rosehip seed oil and jojoba oil, and along with, like, frankincense, lavender, carrot seed, and sweet orange essential oil. And say, for instance, it's just, like, if you want, like, a lot of people, they kind of shy away from facial oils, because it's pretty much a facial oil. But because of certain oils that I use, it's almost like, you know, equivalent to putting like a silky, it's like putting silk on your face, you know, and it also, it helps with anti-aging and things like that. It helps to even out your skin tone. One of the oils, which is what, the one I just mentioned, the most essential facial serum, has like mild UV ray protecting properties. And so, like, you know, especially for us, like, you know, and it's so hot out here, you know, so we're going into the sun and stuff. But facial serums are just pretty much like facial oils, but specifically for the face. And they have like a specific job, so to say. You know, you got some that are anti-aging specifically. You got some for hyperpigmentation. You got some for just, you know, moisturizing the skin. And like, I personally, me, I swear by those. I am a shea butter girl myself. There's times you might find just some raw shea butter sitting in like a cute little jar or something on my dresser, you know, but it's just like I do the facial oils and they're just bomb. I definitely have great reviews with those. And it's just, it really just, it revitalizes your skin. It just brings you back. I remember last year I was ripping and running. I was barely getting any sleep. But girl, when I put that facial serum on my face, I was sleepy as a dog, but it woke my game up. So I was hey, you know, right. And I don't think, I just recommend that. I think that everybody needs product, a facial serum.
What kind of products you have for men?
For men? Well, my products are pretty good.
That's all I heard y'all was talking. Mostly lady products. Now, that's men. We like that. We like to look good, too. So, you know, you got to, y'all got to step up y'all game.
Now, all my products are for men and women because there's nothing that's really like fruity smelling that's really distinguished for just a woman. You see what I'm saying? So they're for men and women. It's just that I've had more encounters with women customers. You see what I'm saying? But I definitely have some men sample products and purchase products. And then I'm going to be coming out with a men's beard and facial kit. And what that would consist of is a beard balm along with a beard oil that will also be a facial oil, a facial toner, and then did I have a scrub? No, I didn't have a scrub. Oh, a wash. There you go. I had a wash. But anyway, my products are for both men and women.
You know one thing? I'm going to give you some game, okay? And I know I'm going to charge for this, but I'm not going to do that. Not tonight, okay?
Okay.
Y'all supposed to laugh at that. Hello?
Y'all got
all quiet and stuff. I mean, God. Y'all
I was like, I'm about to take notes.
Oh, you got your pen. Okay. Now, in the military, okay, like in the Marines, the Army, and the Navy, okay, I know I was in the Marine Corps, and you was talking about a beard, and you was talking about facial stuff and stuff like that. Well, a lot of guys can't shave, okay? And that's one of the things that, especially in the Marine Corps when I was in, we had to shave.
Mm-hmm.
So what we had, what they had to do, they had to go to the doctor and get a permit from the doctor, a slip from the doctor, that, you know, that they can't, that they don't shave. So if you got products, okay, that can help, you know, the soldiers, you know, with their face, maybe, you know, to relief, because some of them, you know, they get them hair, in hair bumps, they get, you know, they face get really bad. Okay, if you got products to help that out, that's, man, you get a good contract with the military, maybe one base, maybe Camp Pendleton, or it got to be an active base.
Okay.
And you know, it's just something that I was thinking about. You know, when you was talking about
beer. No, thank you. Yeah.
You know,
that's
so,
a good idea.
Yeah, well, it's something to know. You know, because the military love to have their soldiers with a clean face.
Okay.
You know,
okay, right.
And there's a lot. It's thousands. It's thousands of of soldiers, you know, have a problem shaving.
Okay. Okay, that's something to look into. That is good to know.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know. You know, you get some, and especially a lot of African Americans. You know, they, there's nothing for them, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's good to know. That's really, really good to know.
So now, you know, the one thing that I absolutely loved was how you just really broke it down to anybody out there who would like to start their business. You started with a passion. You know, as a kid, you said you loved the little lotion that you found down in the sink, loved the smell of it, loved the feel of it. So then it kind of became a fantasy where you're like, can I do this? And when you were motivated because of your daughter's eczema, then you took it to the next level. You got it out of your head on paper. You created a business plan. You did your research, and now you're an entrepreneur. I mean, you know, it's just that simple. However, of course, it's going to take a lot of hard work, but literally, it is just that simple. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You're proof of it. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
So the master formulator is showing us how it is.
Yes.
How we can have self-esteem. So,
yes,
Go ahead, Ms.
Foley. Well, I was just going to say, I just love how you decided that no was not an option, because that mother bear kicked in. You're like, I'm going to make sure that my daughter is taken care of. And so you do what, as most mothers do, what is necessary to better the life of your child. And look at where it brought you. I'm just really excited and impressed.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Wow. And what I wanted to add a little bit in a sense of just going out on faith and just doing it, even though, you know, you came across a lot of adversities and, you know, you didn't feel like you were going to get anywhere or if anyone was even going to believe in your product, at least you kept pushing. You know, a lot of people feel like they have to have all this stuff. And like Ms. Folk said, all you have to do is think it and then put it on paper and then start slowly executing it. And you're not going to always get it
absolutely.
Right. You know?
I have to learn that.
The great thing about – I'm sorry?
No, so I really have to learn that. I put those things really hard, and I have to really learn, like, you just really have to trust this process. You just really have to – when you take them L's, you still got to count them as wins, because it's just like – it's something that you, you know, what you don't know today – you see what I'm saying? Like what you basically when you go through these things, it was things you didn't know, right? The lessons learned. So it's just like I'm now in a place to where I can receive things like that. At first, I was taking things so hard and taking things so personal. It was such a heavy journey. But now I look at it and I'm just like, I don't care if I make one sale a day or you know what I'm saying, or one sale a week. I'm like, hey, I made a sale. I got my products out there. I done sent some samples along with that order. You know what I'm saying? I didn't put myself out there. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, I'm helping somebody. So I would definitely encourage people to just stick in there and please be your own cheerleader, please, because trust me, you're going to have people looking at you like anyway. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's going to make you feel some kind of way. But it's like, you know what? It's okay. Y'all got this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you know, what that does, you know? is teaches you to have tough skin. That's where that tough skin comes
from. Exactly.
You get to a point where you don't care what nobody say. I believe in what I believe in, and that's it.
Yep.
That's all. If you don't like, if you're not feeling this, then keep pushing. But I'm gonna keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
You can be my professional liker.
that is so. I love it. You know, wow. You ladies are just amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, just amazing.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Absolutely. You know, we've always been strong women. A lot of people just don't know. A lot of people and women just don't know their worth. They don't know what they're capable of.
Absolutely.
You know? But when you start walking in faith and doing what God tells you to do, all types of doors start opening up. Right? So that's like Mr. John L. Brown. I've been knowing Mr. John L. Brown for a long time. I didn't even realize how powerful he really was. I didn't really realize he was really a big deal.
Well, that's because you're so down to earth. I didn't even know I was Papa just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. You know, to be the only African American talk show.
I wanted to. This guy, he's a preacher, and his name is Dr. Miles Monroe. And
I listen to him. I know he passed.
Okay. Well, he's very, very, very spiritual guy and very knowledgeable. And he was saying what you were saying, Miss Honey, about, you know, like you got to believe in self. You know, he was talking about love. You know, if somebody tell you they love you because, you know, you look good or whatever. They got to, if they love you because of this or that or whatever, you know, watch them. That's the thing that actually break people up. They have, and you got to be prepared, you know, yourself to, you know, to you have to be prepared to stay whole. Because your heart can be broken. You know, oh, I love you because you're a fine mama jamma. You know? And then all of a sudden you get older and then everything go away. Now they don't love you no more. You know, so, and then when God said, you know, he gave his, you know, his only, he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Well, God didn't tell you why he loves us. There's nowhere in the Bible God say why he loves us. Okay? So, I don't know how to explain that. I'm not as good as him, y'all. I shouldn't even put myself I just shouldn't even say that, you know, started that. But anyway, I like what you say. You understand? I like what you say. You're taking care of you. You're not putting yourself out there, and you're making sure that you're okay. And that's what we got to do. That's what I had to learn to do. Make sure that I'm okay, because you're an entrepreneur now. You're an entrepreneur. It's going to be some highs and some lows. It's going to be people talk about you. It's going to be people talk about you. It's going to be people talking, you know, trying to lift you up. Going to be people trying to kick you down. You know, you got to, you know, stick with yourself. You got to hold on to you, Miss Brown. You can make it just like you did. And you know one thing? You got something. You got a product right here, Miss Brown, be honest with you. You got a product right here for the world. Okay, that's not open. Everybody has problems with their skin. Everybody want natural, you know, and want to feel good. Even the ants, they want to feel good. You know how the ants feel good? You know what they do? They drink beetle juice.
What?
The ants.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Every species has a way want to feel good.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
Phyllis.
I was
going to say, listen, you're too quiet now. I know. Everybody got quiet. And Miss Phyllis on Google right now and say how the ant feel good. you can't tell nobody no crap these days, you know, because they got their cell phone. You tell them something, they gone on Google. In a heartbeat, you know.
Yep.
But on the real side, check it out. How do an ant get high? Off of Beetlejuice.
Yeah. But that's the beauty of it, especially when it comes to Miss Honey Brown and her products. You can go to her website. Give us your website address again so we can check you out and research you.
It's going to be NECOEssentials.com. So it's going to be NECCO Essentials, ESSENTIALS.com.
Okay.
And I'm also on Instagram at Nico Essentials and Facebook as well. I haven't really been too active on my Facebook business page, but I will be shortly. But I'm definitely on Instagram, you know, and I'm currently working on building up a a meaningful tribe, so to say. You know, I don't want, you know, I had to learn that too about Instagram. You know, don't fall in love too much with the following and the likes. What you want is you want a real tribe. You want people that's really going to, you know, feed into you and purchase your products. And you know, I had to really learn that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people get obsessed with likes and followers. And it's just like, you can have 10,000 followers and they're making no money. You see what I'm saying? But it's just like, you can have 500, 600 followers and you got people, you know what I'm saying, purchasing with you faithfully, you know, believing in your product and believing in what you do. So, you know, definitely on that Instagram.
How would you like to have about 50, 60,000 followers and they're making no money?
I would love that. Yeah, right. Well, I wouldn't love that. You know, I wouldn't want 50,000 followers and making no money. I would catch myself. Sad.
It sucks. But it's true. Yeah, some people have that many, you know. I mean, like, and not making no type of money. And the reason for that is because they don't know how to advertise. You can have one follower and make all kind of money, because people don't follow like that. You know, people looking, especially when they serve the internet. You know, they looking if they looking for a product, they go on and buy their product. They ain't gonna follow you, but they gonna buy your product.
Right.
That's what they like. So, you know, the key is knowing how to serve the internet and know how to market. Know how to get that product.
That's what I'm currently learning.
And Miss Gray, she's good at it. She's very good at it. You know, and that's what I like about, you know, you ladies. You ladies, man, y'all so, golly.
Don't keep pumping our head up now, Miss Brown.
You know, and I can see you guys, really, I'm serious. I can see you guys, you know, really, really being big in the business world. I'm talking about creating a name for yourself. I really can see that, you know.
Oh, I appreciate that. For me personally, creating a community Wall Street, where we can make sure that our children have a job to go to, where they can believe that they can be above the 9 to 5. You can actually have your own business. You can actually put your own stamp on the world. You can bring your passion to life. That's why I do what I do. I want to give our kids a fair chance.
Well, I think and I agree with you 100%. But I think what's important too, that's why I came up with Uplifting Communities Talk Show, is to teach our children, our young people, you understand, how to think. You know, how to think, how to create. You know, we have to teach them how to create, because number one, you take the iron. Let's take the iron, for example. Everybody know how the iron started. They put it on a stove, right?
Yep.
They got it hot, and then they iron their clothes. Then they did a plug. Mm-hmm. Now they got put water into the iron. Now and all of these things are creation. That's creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is what we got to teach our children. Is to create, like Miss Honey Brown. Miss Honey Brown created something.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, God definitely blessed me with that gift of creating, and I'm so blessed to have it.
Yes, that's right. But you know one thing, Miss Brown? Let me tell you something, okay? And I'm not trying to preach to you or nothing like that, but you put God first in a lot of things. You understand? When you put God first in a lot of things, well, let me tell you something. Well, that's yours. God gave you that. Nobody can come and take that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
And that's just like Uplifting Communities Talk Show. It can have 1,000 people, you know, can go in on and get them a talk show similar to mine. That's all they're going to do. They're going to be similar.
Uh-huh.
Because it was created by God.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes. What he has for you is for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm a true believer in that. That's why, like, I don't like to be hateful or competitive when it comes to. I mean, you definitely have to. You know, they'll teach you in marketing and all these. You know, look at what your competitors are doing and all this and that. But I would tell anybody, like, you know, watch the competitiveness. Like, don't try to go compete and don't hate on nobody. Don't be jealous of nobody.
Thank you.
Like, what I got for you is for you. What God got for me is for me. You see what I'm saying? So it's
That's right.
Me and one other person could both be making body butters, but it's just like we might have a different ideal client, ideal customer. You see what I'm saying? And again, we both obviously we're both acting on our creativity. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, why would I hate on you? Because you're doing the same thing I'm doing. As long as you ain't trying to steal no recipes or something like that, that's another thing. But it's just like I tell people that.
But the thing is, they can steal your recipe, but it ain't gonna last them because it's not theirs.
That part, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I would tell anybody. I've had people, you know, kind of give me the cold shoulder, and they might make butters and scrubs too, and I would be literally just excited just to look at their products. You know, if I'm like at an event or something, I might want to go look and just, oh, that's neat. I like how she did that. And they kind of looking at me like, you know, and I'm like, hey, I'm just here really rooting for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you probably make more sales than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm not here to, you know, so I've definitely encountered that, but I just learned how to do that.
And you know, one thing, when I talked to Miss Artie, I think I have a good, really good vibe by this young sister. And I think you guys would be a good match, you know, because I got a good vibe with you, Miss Brown. A good vibe.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think that you guys should meet, okay? And either you can get in contact with Miss Phyllis or Miss Erlene after the show, or you can get in contact with myself, okay? And one of us can put you together with Miss Artie. You know, introduce y'all and then. Hopefully that it'll go somewhere because she's a humble lady.
Love that.
Yes. And she, really, no telling because God works in mysterious ways, Miss Brown.
Yes, we do.
We just don't know. Maybe it was meant for you to come on this show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I believe that.
Well, you know what? I was just about to say that because we just met Artie last Monday. Had we not met her last Monday, we would not be able to introduce her to you today. And for her to have her very own bee farm right here in Galt, locally.
Oh, that is so amazing.
And she invests her money back into our community so we can get those dollars circulated and build our own Wall Street. I believe that this is definitely a gift.
Absolutely. I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got like 2 minutes left on the show, and I'm going to ask Miss Phyllis to close us out.
Well, thank you all. As much as I love the show, I sure hated that it has to close out. It seemed like it went by so fast, everybody. But come back. Because we are always going to feature someone who is uplifting our communities. And we are standing together to build a strong community together. Now, you can visit me at www.bobsbus.org. That's www.bobsbus.org. If you are a small entrepreneur and in need of a grant, then come and look at our website, consider our membership, because as we pull our resources together, we're able to give out a lot more. So thank you guys for listening. Please support us. Mr. Aline Gray, I would like to give you an opportunity to have your final words.
My final words is I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. I also want to thank Ms. Tiffany Brown for sharing her amazing story with us and letting us know a little bit more about skincare, as well as Mr. Brown, who is phenomenal, by the way. And I'm just excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to meeting new guests and more people. And that's where I'm at.
Ms. Tony Brown, would you, do you have any final thoughts for us today?
No, I just want to thank
you.
I forget both of us is brown. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want
go,
to say
Ms.
thank
Brown.
You.
You got
I'm
29 seconds to do it.
I'm appreciative. This is a blessing. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity. I really love it. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Brown, take it away.
Okay, with that said, you know, I'm going to say thank God for everything that he's done for us. And with that said, I'm going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you guys for listening.
All right.
Thank you.
Good, I know. Awesome.